This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Today, the president's bipartisan deficit commission released a draft of its recommendations. The commission's task is to find ways to help the U.S. dig itself out of a huge financial hole. Its preliminary report calls for cuts in domestic and military spending, reductions in benefits for some future Social Security recipients, and an overhaul of the tax code. For more details, we're joined by NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, tell us more about what's in these recommendations today from the commission.
Well, the recommendations are actually from the two chairmen of the commission, Republican Alan Simpson, Democrat Erskine Bowles, and they've come up with a blueprint for how, starting in about 2 years, when they presume the economy will be recovering, to reduce the deficit, ensure Social Security is solvent for 75 years, and they lay out a menu for options of getting government spending and revenue in line at about 21% of GDP and getting the debt, the national debt, down to about 40% of GDP. They offer deep cuts in domestic and military spending, as you said, raising the retirement age, reducing Social Security benefits, subjecting more income to Social Security payroll taxes, simplifying the tax code, reducing rates, but also getting rid of a lot of tax breaks. And this document really challenges the Republicans, who've been saying this all can be done with so far unspecified spending cuts, and the left that's been saying it can all be done with tax hikes on the rich. So if they don't like what's in this document, this is a challenge to them to come up with their own alternatives.
And Mara, how do these numbers line up?
Well, they give a lot of examples of how to get to, for instance, $200 billion of spending cuts by 2015, including one of the very smallest recommendations they make, which is zeroing out Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding, which is about $500 million. But they tell you basically how you can make income tax rates lower under different scenarios of either canceling or modifying tax breaks, including the mortgage interest deduction, the tax exemption for employer-provided health benefits, charitable deductions. Of course, these are all considered political kryptonite. They're very popular. The big question is going to be, will Republicans consider getting rid of some of these tax breaks, the same thing as raising taxes? The document also makes suggestions about how to control long-term health care costs. And you could say that what they're doing is proposing to man up the new health care law on the cost-saving front.
Now, Mara, a final report comes out about 3 weeks from now, but that by no stretch means that this becomes a political reality.
No. First of all, the commission has to get 14 out of 18 of its members to vote on this, to approve a report, for Congress to be required to vote on it. But even if the commission can't get the 14 votes to officially propose anything, this could be a blueprint for others to work from and kind of a part of the big debate that's going to start about the deficit. Now, so far, this plan is getting a lot of praise from deficit hawks and big boos from the left, including Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House and soon to be the new minority leader in January. The president is so far noncommittal. He says basically he wants to wait till December 1st when the commission officially reports.
You know, Mara, when I interviewed the commission chairman earlier this year, they jokingly said, look, here we go off the cliff again. They called this a suicide mission, knowing that all these things would be really unpopular. How does this sell politically? Clearly,
well,
not easily.
They meant this to be provocative, to show people if you want to make the tough decisions, here are a bunch of tough choices you could make. I mean, the way that they headlined their proposal was, the problem is real. The solution is painful. Everything must be on the table. And I think this is an issue whose time may have come again. You know, the message of this election was supposedly about the debt and deficit and spending. Certainly, it was the rallying cry of the Tea Party. Although the deficit was low on the list of priorities in exit polls, voters said the economy and jobs was a much more pressing issue. But there is a sense that voters are ready to consider the trade-offs and sacrifices that are necessary, and that voters are beginning to understand that without doing something about our fiscal situation, America will really be in decline and we won't be able to be globally competitive.
Okay. NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks so much.
Thank you.